All right, welcome to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is not. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings football team. Bob Prescott, welcome to your own show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be speaking to everyone. I'm just so excited and thrilled to be a Huntington North Viking. It's a great honor and blessing and a privilege to work with the young men in this community. They've been working so hard since I've came on campus on February 1st. They've done everything we asked of them. We currently have 75 young men in our program, 9 through 12, and it's a blessing to work with each one of them.
Well, before we get started on Huntington North Viking football, why don't you take a few minutes and go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and who Bob Prescott is.
Well, I'm in my 34th year of coaching high school football. I think this is probably year 24 as a head coach. I graduated or grew up in Portland, Indiana, and graduated from Jay County High School. I got my undergrad degree at Ball State University. Also got my master's there. My first year teaching would have been approximately 1990. And then in 1994, I got my first head coaching job at Peru High School. And I've bounced around a little bit. And last year was out of football. I'd taken an administration job at Peru. And they said if I'm going to be an administrator, I could not coach. Kind of thought that might be a point in my life where I could do that and serve the community in another way. And just was miserable without football and having a chance to have deep lasting relationships with young men and hopefully make an impact in their lives. And getting the opportunity to come over here to Huntington has been just a huge blessing. And I'm grateful to be working with young men in this capacity again.
I, you know, you mentioned you were out of football last year after being in football for so long. Boy, what was that like just sitting out a year and watching everything happen around you?
The best way to describe it is it was painful and I was miserable. My wife and my two children who are in college now, they sat me down around Thanksgiving time and told me that, you know, you're changing as a person and it's not for the good and you need to do something about it. And so not having that opportunity to work with young men in a deep, meaningful way was just, it's becoming a huge negative impact in my life. And I'm grateful that my family noticed that and set me down and had a come to Jesus meeting about, you know, it's not who you are. You need to be coaching. And I'm grateful that Huntington North was worked out where I could come here and be involved and get back into it again.
Now we had talked before and we actually, our time at Ball State actually overlapped a little bit. Even a little bit of overlap on the football team there too.
Absolutely. My first year, I actually went to Purdue. I'm a 1985 high school grad. So I went to Purdue for my freshman year and was studying computer science and programming.
So you know basic then, right? Because that's what I studied in high school.
Well, that's what I studied too. But when you go to Purdue and study computer programming, basic's no longer on their radar. And so there was some stuff in there that was really tough, but I just got to the point real quick that I didn't want to be a guy that was going to sit in a cubicle and work with the computer. I wanted to be relational and working with kids. And I was a three-sport athlete in high school with football, basketball, and track. And I had so many teachers and coaches impact my life. And I just felt like I wanted to try to do the same and give back to young people. And I thought that was what I was called to do more so than trying to be in computer programming. So after my freshman year, I thought I wanted to get closer back to Jay County High School and maybe get a chance to coach a little bit there. So I transferred to Ball State. And then that spring of my sophomore year, you and I would have been together and I walked on and was on the spring squad for the Ball State Cardinals. And then I had to make a decision. I'd already coached 1 year at Jay County High School as the varsity defensive line coach. And so I had to decide, you know, what's better for my career moving forward, be on a college football team with the chance of probably not getting much playing time or evolve my coaching career and continue to work at a big school as far as a 5A school and make that happen. And that's what I chose to do. And I love my time at Ball State playing and being with the guys and all the early morning workouts and getting to know those coaches. But I just felt like I was called to continue to evolve as a coach and keep that resume building from that perspective.
The good old days with Coach Shudell.
Yes. Great man. And they had some really good teams during that time. And guys, the campus has changed so much. It's crazy every time I go back to see how much that campus has changed.
I know. I lived in Hurlbut my freshman year, and it burnt down at the time.
Well, you can hardly recognize some of those places anymore. You know, everybody used to hang out at the duck pond and do all that stuff. Even see that there is a duck pond or a place to hang out there anymore.
The watermelon bus, I think, is what it was called. Absolutely. That was good times. Well, hey, we're not here to talk about our Ball State days. We're here to talk Huntington North football. If you're just joining me, I'm Gary Snyder, your host. We're talking with Bob Prescott, head coach of the Huntington North Vikings. All right, so you're out of football last year. You get in touch with Huntington North. What drew you to Huntington North?
Well, when I was playing at Jay County High School, Huntington North was on our schedule. And then after I graduated from high school and I was coaching, came back and coached at Jay County, they joined the same conference, which would have been the Olympic Conference at the time. So I was very familiar with Huntington North football from the mid-80s moving forward. Always thought they had outstanding teams. I thought that the game day environment up here as a player was outstanding. And to be honest, whether it was coming here to Craigbaum Field or going into the basketball arena, it was always packed and just a neat environment. Thought they always competed in a really good level. And so that's what initially drew me to them. And then I've got some really good friends in Fort Wayne with Kurt Tittman, who is the current coach at Fort Wayne Snyder. And then his predecessor, Russ Isaacs, who was at Fort Wayne Snyder for a long time, talked to both of those guys, and they just thought it was a tremendous opportunity and one that I should really take a look at. And so I made the phone call, had about a half hour initial phone call with Mrs. Toyser, the athletic director, and just was acquiring a lot of stuff, and then just made some connections. My AD over at Peru at the time, Chuck Brimberry, was even a coach and teacher here at Huntington North for a while in the early 90s. And the guy he was coaching for in baseball was Don Sherman, who's still in the community. And I got to know Don a little bit and inquired with him about the job and thoughts. And just seemed to be a really good fit and connection as I got over here interviewing, starting to talk to people. And, you know, for me, it's not only are they interviewing me, I'm interviewing them. And it has to be a good fit on both sides. I think we kind of realized pretty quick that that was the case.
Huntington North last year won 4 games. The year before, the 2 years before that, not many games. So what did you inherit when you got here to Huntington North and took over the head coaching job?
So 2 years ago, I don't believe they won a game, and they done better than 1-4 last year. But they had a big group of seniors graduate. Some games, 16 of the 22 starting positions were seniors. And so, you know, that we lost a lot of experience to graduation. Some of those guys are now playing college football, at least 3 of them. We got a small senior class. There's only 7 young men with us as seniors. And so we want to make sure that we give them every experience we can. So we're a youthful group. We're approximately 16 juniors and 18 sophomores. And then we've worked really hard going down into Crestview and Riverview Middle Schools to develop relationships there. So we're sitting at 34 freshmen. And so they're all working really hard. But we're going to, you know, there's just going to be a lot of sophomores that are on the field right now. And that's no knock on our seniors or juniors. It's the way it works. Sometimes it's hard for sophomores to make that jump from a freshman to varsity or even JV to varsity if they had some of that JV experience. And so But that's something that's really out of our control. But they're doing everything we ask of them, and I'm grateful for that.
So you're going to get you're going to have a lot of players at every level, freshman, JV, and varsity, getting a lot of real world experience, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, we had our scrimmage Friday night with Fort Wayne Northrop, and we probably all the coaches, and it was a home scrimmage, and it went really quick. It was one of the faster scrimmages I've been a part of from a time perspective. And the staff stuck around for a couple hours afterwards just talking about players and relationships. And we brought the players back in Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, just had a sit-down talk and then watched film and then went out on the field and done a little bit. But then we took an hour and a half to 2 hours after that as a staff to talk about each player and make sure what can we do to make sure we can reward them and find ways to get them on the field for their efforts and everything they've done all the way back to February 1st.
Well, let's take a look at the scrimmage. You had Fort Wayne Northrop come to Craig Baum Field. How do you assess the performance of your Vikings on Friday night?
Overall, I was really pleased. I mean, we go back and we start thinking about our first summer scrimmage, which was at Taylor University on June 27th. It's really kind of a neat environment down there. They bring 24 teams in, and you get 10 minutes offense, 10 minutes defense with one team and rotate the others. You get four opponents. And so we did not look very good that day. We didn't have much emotion or enthusiasm. You know, one time in our third rotation, you know, I'm talking to the guys about you just got to play with fun and bring enthusiasm and energy. And it was kind of like a deer in a headlight look as I was talking to them on either they were thinking I was crazy or they just didn't know what I was talking about. And so as the summer progressed, we thought that as a staff that got better each time. And I think it improved even more Friday night with Northrop. We did not spend time trying to go through their scheme in advance. We knew that they would be in some kind of a spread formation on offense. It was going to be some kind of an even front on defense and didn't even talk to our players about that. So for us, we wanted to see our kids come out, play hard, play with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and then just try to execute the fundamentals. And overall, I thought we done a pretty good job of that. I think our energy got better. I believe when we first took the field, I'm not for sure we had much confidence. I think we're just kind of looking around who's going to make the play, who's going to step up. And as we got it going, our defense was on the field first. And I thought they played pretty well. No huge plays. They had big receivers, which were a handful for us. But I thought we'd done pretty well tackling, was trying to get multiple people to the ball. And then when we got our chance on offense, we were very basic in what we wanted to do in the scrimmage. And I thought we executed very well. And that first time you get 15 plays, I think we're able to score two or three times, and our kids are understanding it doesn't have to be a 60 or 70 yard play. We got to understand that sometimes 3 yards is a very good play, you know, because if you can take four plays times three, it's 12. You move the chains, keep going, and you keep that opponent off the field with their offense. I think Northrop got frustrated a little bit with what we were doing, and so that's always fun when the kids figure out that they're frustrating an opponent. So our confidence grew as the night wore on, and I think our kids, when they walked off the field, felt very good about themselves individually and then collectively as a team.
Is the scrimmage a good way to evaluate your players before you head into the regular season opener against Warsaw?
Absolutely, and that's why you know, the state limits you to 48 players or 48 plays per player. Which is really, for some guys, less than a half of football on Friday night. But we don't worry so much about the 48 if we don't get players there. We want to get everybody on film and give them opportunities. You know, and there was a time, and not that I'm not a Colts fan anymore, I am, but I used to have season tickets during their Super Bowl runs. And, you know, one of Coach Dungy's mantras was next man up. And we know in athletics, regardless of the sport, sometimes there's going to be an injury and somebody's got to be ready to go. And so it's our job as a staff to prepare and get as many guys on the field to get looks as possible. And we try to film the majority of our practices as well to take a look at reps. And we're telling our players, you know, you may be a starter today in practice, but there's no guarantee you're a starter the next day in practice, that you're going to compete, and everything is going to be based on your performance. You're only as good as you were yesterday.
Well, if you're just joining us here, this is the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I'm your host, Gary Snyder. With us is Huntington North Viking head coach, Bob Prescott. All right, so you have the summer workouts out of the way. You have the scrimmage out of the way. Now it gets real. High school football kicks off next Friday. For you, you guys travel to Warsaw.
Yes, we do. Very, very good 6A football program. One of my best friends in coaching is the head coach up there, in Bart Curtis. And we probably go back about 25 years. Probably 23 years exact. We're going to be very similar in what we try to do offensively, defensively, not so much in scheme, but just the way we ask our young men to play and compete. They'll be in a triple option offense. And for those that may not know what that means, that would be, if you're familiar to Georgia Tech or Navy, it's that kind of offense. And they will come at you. They play very low with leverage. And so our coaches, as we were watching film over the weekend, they could not believe that their offensive linemen were in 4-point stances coming out low. And so it forces us defensively to make sure up front you got to play low, or they're like a bulldozer. They'll get underneath you and root you out of there. And then defensively, they've always been a 4-3 scheme defense. And they're going to fly to the ball. They're going to be fast, and they're going to be tough. And so they are relentless how they play on both sides of the ball. They do have an awesome kicker who's already committed to play in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl that's played in Christmas for high school seniors. I know he's already got all kinds of offers. And I know our own kicker, Aiden Hostler, who's very good in his own right, wants to go showcase his abilities. He's coming off a medical procedure and it's rehabbing that. It's doing well. He'll be ready to go. But Friday night will showcase two really, really good kickers, as well as teams that play hard.
Well, let's start on the offense side of the ball for the Huntington North Vikings. Who are some players to watch and why?
Well, let's talk about our seniors up front. We got three seniors across the front. Our guards are Ricky Foster and Cade McAleese. And then we have one of our tight ends and Cameron Faust. And all those guys were involved in the program last year. And then the guy that probably comes back statistically with the best stats is Devin Newcomb. He was a receiver last year in the scheme that the Vikings were using last year, and we're asking him to be a running back this year. So he'll get a lot of touches. That's really all our offensive guys that are seniors. Right now we've had, everybody wants to know about the quarterback position and where that stands. And we've had three guys competing for that position, junior Reed Johnson, and then two sophomores and Keegan Landrum and Foster McDonald. And they've all competed really well. And I feel confident we could use any one of them. We started Reed Johnson Friday night, and he'll be our, if he earns it this week in practice, he'll be our starter. Other guys that will get touches in the running game are juniors Lawson Shearer and Jackson Holzinger from our wing position. And then our fullback is Cam McCarver and Aiden Rabb. And then Aiden Dennis will help carry the ball a little bit with Devin. But we're excited about our guys. We feel like we've put a lot of offense in with a new offense, and our kids have handled it really well. It's probably a different kind of offense than a lot of our community members are used to and accustomed to, but we're excited about it, and our kids are buying in.
Well, let's move to the defensive side of the ball. What can spectators expect to see when the Vikings take to the field on defense?
Well, the thing that we emphasize the most is we want hustle. And we want all 11 guys trying to rally and get to the ball and get a piece of that tackle. And so we're constantly on them about loafs. And for loafs, for us, is if a guy's changing speed, that's no good. So it's got to be 100 miles an hour all the time. We want them playing with leverage. And then we don't want any single tackles. But, you know, from a scheme perspective, when you look at us, we call it a 3-3 stack. Some people call it a 3-5. But we don't have the biggest guys in the world on defense. I think when you see Warsaw in their scheme, even though it's a 4-3, they're playing with some lighter guys as well, but they fly to the ball. So we're going to be based on speed. And then we got to be able to react to our keys really well. And then we have to be great tacklers. And so overall, I thought our tackling was pretty decent last night. There were a few breakdowns in the scrimmage, but as a whole, it was a good starting place. So we work on tackling every day in practice with our technique, and it's just something we got to continue and get better with.
All right, Coach, as we start to wrap things up here, anything that you wanted to cover that maybe I did not ask you? After all, it is your show.
You know, I guess just for me coming in and trying to learn about the community and the school and the players and the student body, I'm just so grateful. Just the people in this community are good, genuine people, and I'm appreciative of them reaching out to me and wanting to get to know me a little bit and being supportive of our kids and in our program. I've had so many community members just come up and say, hey, what can we do to help? Or if I've talked to a service organization and trying to promote our young men, and I open up for questions, ultimately at least one person will say, what can we do to help you and help our team? And the biggest thing is just support our young men and encourage them. And we know we're going into a situation that this new conference we've been in, this is year 5 in the conference. The previous 4 years, we've won a total of 6 conference games. And so, you know, our job is to help encourage our young men, be positive, have them grow daily as a person and as a player. And if we've got community members seeing them and doing that same thing, then we can all help our young men grow, that when they graduate and walk across the stage from the Huntington North Gymnasium, we know they're going to be successful in whatever endeavor that they choose to take part in. And deep down, to me, that's what it's all about. Obviously, we do care about wins and losses. But if we're doing the right thing with our young men in practice and helping teach them life value skills and character build, wins and losses will take care of themselves. But let's make them be great men first.
Coach Bob Prescott, thank you for joining us today, and we'll talk next week, hopefully after a win in Warsaw.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate everything you're doing.
You're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.